We are running a contest this week. We have a $250 gift certificate to Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Darrell Olson, one of Rosie's favorite local shops for jewelry, I guess, when you're shopping for mama. If you can text or email us your prediction for the winner or the score of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And the tiebreaker is how many turnovers. So the first person that gets closest to the real outcome will be sent this gift certificate for $250. So you can text it to 411-923 or you can email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. How many points are each team going to score? And for the tiebreaker, how many turnovers? And I don't know if this is just wishful thinking, but of the 50 or so entries we have received so far, yeah. I've only seen like three people pick the Patriots over the Falcons. I don't know if they really think that or they're just wishful thinking.
I think they're voting with their hearts and not their heads.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I want to know how much is the guy going to get paid in the game standing superintendent over the footballs with an air pressure gauge? I think that's a new position.
Yeah.
There'll probably be some coverage. They'll probably have somebody with a portable air compressor out there on the field. So we have that contest going on. In the next hour, we'll have some basketball tickets for the ASU Sun Devils.
Yeah, ASU and Stanford.
Stay tuned. Just part of a little bit of lagniappe for tuning into Rosie on the House, provided by our flagship station, KTAR. We have a text question in from Sergio this morning. A new homeowner wants to know, when is the right time to fertilize the lawn and the trees on his property?
Well, if he has a winter lawn, if his lawn is green right now, if he overseeded last fall, you know, you fertilize it every 30 days with a good, you know, cold weather type fertilizer like Turf Royale, which you can use year round, but it's really darn effective in the cool weather and the cold weather. Also, you could use, if you want to go organic, you know, the Hickman's pellets are a great way to fertilize that as well. So lawns. Winter lawns that are actively growing and green every 30 days. If your lawn, your mom had a question about her winter dormant lawn, you certainly don't want to fertilize it yet. It wouldn't hurt anything, but it's just a waste of product and time. And you don't want to do much to those now. You know, if they're good and thick and dense, it's keeping, you know, weeds out and kind of doing its thing. You certainly don't need to water them, if at all, very much. As soon as they green up, usually, you know, late March, April, even early May, depending on the weather, then you can go in and maybe scalp them down or dethatch them, start feeding them and getting those going. Trees, we're getting pretty close. Valentine's Day is usually our kind of kickoff for citrus and really every other type of fast-growing, warm-weather, heat-loving tree that we have. Even our deciduous-type trees will start budding out and leafing out. So I would say about any time now, really. But if you want to be what we really recommend, it's, you know, Valentine's Day, about two weeks away. But if you're out feeding and you feed your trees this weekend, I don't think it's a bad thing.
And if you're doing granular, you want to make sure and water those in. With that in mind, I thought about trying to do my citrus before, like this weekend, instead of giving it two more weeks for the ground to get that much drier. Am I going to be too much ahead of the curve?
I don't think so. I mean, looking at the forecast, it's supposed to even be warmer next week. So, you know, anything could happen. But, you know, and it's not like you put fertilizer on and the next day the trees start pushing out new soft growth. It takes a little while. So you'd be fine. That is a good point, though. If your ground is dry, you do not want to fertilize a dry plant. So make sure there is sufficient moisture in the ground before you fertilize. So water first, then fertilize, then water the fertilizer in, or at least make sure it has been watered, you know, within a few days before you put fertilizer in and then just water it in.
I am going to go to an inline liquid fertilizer injection into the sprinkler system. I'm waiting on that because I need to move where my pressure backflow return valve is for a room addition we have, and I don't want to put it in and then have to move it all later.
Yeah,
but there's just something about the no maintenance, and you know, you just have to remember to refill your tank. It's a tank that attaches onto your watering mm-hmm. system, and it siphons the fertilizer. So every time you water, there's just a little hint of fertilizer that goes out.
Correct.
That's brilliant. I wish I thought of that.
Yeah, well, they've been doing that for a long time. It just hasn't been really practical residential applications for a very long time. But, you know, for years, you know, farmers, you know, run fertilizer into their ditch water and fertilize, and nurseries have been injecting fertilizer into their irrigation systems for years and years and years and years, plant nurseries. So it's not new technology. It's just the scale and practicality for doing it for a residential homeowner hasn't been around all that long. Although there are some people who have been doing it for a few years.
Like most things, it hits the commercial market first and eventually becomes economical for the consumer. Several generations of product modifications down the road.
Right. Yep.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. We'll come back to the callers.